We're here with Coach Caleb Obert from Penny. Your two Dream Team nominations were Sawyer Morrow and Eli Harper. Why don't you tell us a little bit about their seasons?
Both of them had fantastic seasons, really. I know our win-loss record wasn't quite where we wanted it to be, but those two guys led us in both offensively and defensively most of the year, and Sawyer got the bulk of the carries offensively with he had close to 250 carries, and he's pushing around the 1,600 yards, over 20 touchdowns, so he's definitely an integral part of our offense. And Eli, he's had to sit out a game, which killed him because he had so passionate about football, and he's really the spark plug of our defense, led us in tackles, and just really flew around the football. And Eli was a defensive lineman last year, and we moved him to middle linebacker, and he really embraced that role, and took him a little bit to get going with it, but once he did, he was really good at it.
Yeah, and how important for your team was to have leaders like that in your locker room and on the field?
It's huge. Whenever you have a couple guys that, can step up and not only lead by example, but verbally, take the reins of every once in a while. Eli was much better than that as a senior than Sawyer was, but Sawyer puts his head down and get stuff done, and we look for him to step up as a more vocal leader next year, but Eli was definitely that for us this year.
Yeah, and so Sawyer coming in as a junior and Eli maybe changing positions, did these two players outperform your expectations coming into this year?
I wouldn't say that they outperformed because we had really high expectations for them, as we do with all of our kids, but they definitely rose to the challenge and performed very well for us. If we don't challenge them, then it's hard to reach those expectations that we have, but I wouldn't say that they outperformed them, but they definitely arose to the challenge and definitely did great things for us.
Yeah, so looking forward, obviously Sawyer's got one more year, and Eli, is done with high school. What are your expectations for Sawyer next year, and is Eli looking to do anything outside of high school after high school?
I know Eli's looking at some things and some options, and I think he will have some options moving forward, and that kind of just will play itself out, and we see where the cards may go. But Sawyer, like I said, I'd like to see him be more of a vocal leader for our team, and he does an excellent job for us, with his work ethic in the off season and things like that. He's a three-sport athlete, with basketball, and a very good runner at track, and does some good things for us there and throughout the school. So I look for both of them to just continue to be leaders throughout the school year.
Yeah, so we've talked a lot about on-field stuff. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what type of kids these are overall outside the field?
Oh, they're awesome kids. They're fun to be around, and they do an excellent job of, getting kids around them to step up to challenges, whether it be in the classroom or in the weight room or, just in general life. And they're just fun kids to be around, and they have great personalities. And, I can't say enough about how good of kids they are, because they truly are excellent, awesome kids.
Yeah, sounds like some very good players on and off the field. Once again, this is Coach Caleb Obert over at Penny, and his two Dream Team nominations were Sawyer Morrow and Eli Harper.